With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he wants an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and has warned Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more details.
President Trump says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin, who launched the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago, is now ready for a peace deal. Statement came after Mr. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Zelensky for being disrespectful in an extraordinary Oval Office meeting, then abruptly called off the signing of a minerals deal with the U.S. Ken Lorman reporting.
Zelensky says Ukraine won't enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. Responding to President Trump's claim that Zelensky isn't interested in peace, the Ukrainian leader told Fox News host Brett Baer that nobody wants to finish the war more than Ukrainians. Also at SRNnews.com, Taiwan has condemned China's military exercises after China has shown an increasing tendency to try to exert global dominance in everything from social media to military strength. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says it's important that Congress help President Trump stave off the threat posed by China's global ambitions.
We should all be concerned about the existential threat that is China economically and from a military perspective. There's no doubt that a country that lies, cheats, and steals our intellectual property is stealing a part of the future.
Senator Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Microsoft is closing down Skype, the video calling service it bought for $8.5 billion in 2011 and which had helped spark a transformation in how people communicate online. The tech giant said yesterday it will retire Skype in May and shift some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform currently. This is SRN News. Democrats censure a Republican in Maine.
Laurel Libby is a state representative, and she recently wrote a Facebook post pointing out that a boy who is living as a girl won first place in a female pole vaulting event at the state high school Class B championships. For pointing this out, Democrats in the Maine House of Representatives have censured Libby, accusing her of failing to protect a vulnerable child. Libby says the girls who have to compete against a boy are the ones who are actually vulnerable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims worldwide will soon be united in a ritual of daily fasting from dawn to sunset as the Islamic month of Ramadan begins this weekend. For Muslims, it's a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity, and good deeds. It's also a time when Muslim terrorism peaks as radicals mark Ramadan with increased attacks on Christians and Jews. Security will be beefed up in Israel during Ramadan. More at SRNnews.com. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A is cooking up something new. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens has more on this story.
The restaurant chain is launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reports the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly shows, including reality series. Chick-fil-A's chairman, Dan Cathy, is a majority owner of Trilith Studios, the largest production facility in the state of Georgia. And it looks to be a new trend. This past June, Starbucks launched Starbucks Studios. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Egg producers blame the ongoing bird flu outbreak for driving prices up to record highs, but some believe giant companies are taking advantage of their market dominance to profit handsomely at the expense of egg buyers. Egg prices spiked to a record average of $4.95 per dozen this month. Critics say egg supplies remain too robust to justify the higher prices. You'll find more details, more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.